is a wonderful hymn.
这是一个美好的诗歌。
I think more than 100 brothers and sisters.
我们这里大概有超过100位的弟兄姐妹。
However, I feel that we should sing it more with more strength.
我们应该唱这首诗歌更有力量。
So how about let us try to sing the verse 1 once again.
让我们再来唱第一节。
Now use your voice.
用你的声音。
Use your force.
用你的力量。
And let us try to feel, actually there are indeed more than 100 people gathering here together.
让我们真实能够感觉到是有超过100位的弟兄姐妹。
So let's sing once again.I love to tell the story of Jesus and His glory. I love to tell the story because I know it's true.Satisfy my longing as nothing else can do. I love to tell the story, 'twill be my theme in glory to tell the old story of Jesus and His love. Let's pray.
让我们来祷告。
Dear Lord, we thank you for this wonderful story that we always love to tell.
亲爱的主，我们真是感谢你，这首爱的诗歌。
We will never weary to tell this story.
我们从来不会厌倦讲这首诗歌。
It's still the old and rugged cross.
那位古老的十字架。
And we thank you how this is story, this is the old story we always would like to tell.
这正是那古老的故事我们经常的要说。
So thank you, Lord. Once again, we are reviewing this wonderful story.
感谢主，我们这是再一次来提醒这个故事。
And thank you, Lord, for this wonderful time.
感谢主这美好的时间。
We pray that you will speak to our hearts.
主啊，我们这次说你对我们的心说话。
In the name of our Lord Jesus, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Let's turn to Epistles of Paul to the Romans.
让我们打开罗马书。
Verse 1.
第几章？
Chapter 1, verse 1.
罗马书第一章第一节。
Paul, a bound servant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God.
耶稣基督的仆人保罗，奉召为使徒，特派传神的福音。
Verse 7.
第七节。
To all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints, great to you and peace from God our Father,And Lord Jesus Christ.
我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱奉召做圣徒的众人愿恩惠平安从我们的父神并主耶稣基督归于你们。
When Paul wrote this letter,
当保罗写这封信的时候
the church in Rome probably already had 28 years of history.
罗马的这个教会大概已经有20多年的历史。
Most likely, Probably some of them went to Jerusalem.
大概有一些圣徒他们已经去过了耶路撒冷。
28 years ago.
28年以前。
And during the Pentecost.
在五旬节的时候。
Some of them were saved.
他们有些得救了。
So they went back to Rome.
所以他们回到了罗马。
So now when Paul wrote a letter to them.
所以当保罗写这封信给他们的时候。
It's about 28 years later.
差不多已经是二十八年以后了。
20 years after the Pentecost.
就是二十年以后，就是五旬节以后。
But something very interesting here.
这里有趣的事情。
Paul did not address to the church in Rome.
但是保罗在信里面并没有说是罗马的教会。
Church, Paul did not address to the elders or deacons or saints in that church.
他也不是给那些长老或者是监事在那个教会里。
For 28 years,
28年
as if they had no deacons nor elders.
他们好像没有长老也没有执事。
So for that reason, Paul could only address to them, to all who are beloved of God in Rome.
所以保罗所写的就是在罗马那些圣徒们。
Called as saints.
奉召做圣徒的众人。
So you see, this is a very interesting way of addressing to the people in Rome.
所以这封信这是有趣的，是保罗写给罗马的教会。
Actually, this letter was written to all who are beloved of God.
这里所写的是罗马所有爱神的人。
In Rome.
在罗马。
Call the saints.
奉召做圣徒。
So this is something very, very interesting.
这是非常有趣的事。
This is something we have to consider before the Lord.
这是在主面前我们所要思想的。
Because this is something to do with the secret in the Church of Rome.
这就是罗马教会的秘密。
And this is very different from the church in Jerusalem.
这跟在耶路撒冷的教会是很不相同的。
Very different from the church in Ephesus.
在以弗所的教会也不同。
So just from this letter of Paul to Romans.
所以在保罗给罗马写这封书信
We are supposed to know something very important, something very important to the church life.
所以我们在看到教会的生活里，这是很重要的一件事。
Now, let us turn to the last chapter.
让我们到最后一章。
Of Romans.
罗马书。
Roman chapter 16.
罗马书第十六章。
I commend to you our sister Phoebe, who is a servant of the church, which is at Caesarea.
我对你们举荐我们的姐妹菲比，她是坚格里教会中的女执事。
So that proved that this proved that Paul actually he wrote this letter from Corinth.
所以我们知道保罗写这封信是在哥林多。
Now Corinth has two seaports.
我们知道哥林多是有两个港口。
Now, Caesarea is actually its eastern seaport.
坚格里它是在东边的那个港口。
Because from that seaport, Paul was able to sail from there to Ephesus.
因为从那个港口，保罗可以从那里乘船到以弗所。
But somehow this time, this sister Phoebe.
这个时候姐妹菲比。
Her mission was not going east, but going west.
她的不是要往东边去，她是要往西边去。
Because she is supposed to carry this letter, the letter to Romans, to the brothers and sisters in Rome.
她要把这封保罗的书信带到罗马。
So even she was from the eastern seaport of Corinth.
虽然她是在哥林多东边的这个港口
But most likely she has to take another seaport to go for her to go to Rome
她要到罗马去的话她就必须到另外一个港口去
So that's actually northern seaport
其实那个就是北方的那个港口
Probably only one and a half mile from the city
大概离市区只有1.5 miles
So the city, the sister Phoebe actually was carrying this wonderful letter with her
所以菲比姐妹带着这封美好的书信
And all the way to Rome
一直到了罗马
And finally the saints in Rome received this letter The letter to the Romans
所以罗马的圣徒们就收到了这个罗马书
And then Paul almost spent the whole chapters
保罗几乎用了整个章
Chapter 16
第十六章
To greet many saints in Rome
向罗马的多人问安。
Now from the way he greets the people,
他这个问安的这样的问安。
Now we begin to understand the structure of the church at that time.
所以我们就能够知道那个时候罗马教会的是怎么样的情形。
那个结构。
结构。
And then we will understand why for 28 years.
所以我们就知道为什么28年。
They did not have almost as if they did not have elders nor deacons.
我们就知道他们为什么没有长老，也没有执事。
Now how could they survive?
他们怎么能够生存呢
？How could they go on?
他们怎么能够继续呢
？Today we know that the church leaders are very important.
我们知道今天教会的领导者是非常的重要。
And somehow you don't find it. They do not gather together in just one place.
我们知道他们并不是只有在一个地方聚会。
If they assembled in one place,
如果他们在一个地方聚会的话
，then Paul knew how to address to them.
那保罗就知道怎么去称呼他们。
But evidently This was not so in the church, the church in Rome.
但是在罗马是并不是这个样子。
So by the way, Paul greet the saints there.
所以保罗怎么样问他们问他们圣徒的安
？And then we will discover.
然后我们就发现
Actually, the saints there they meet together in different homes.
我们就知道那些圣徒在不同的家里他们聚会。
There were about 5 congregations.
大概有5个聚集。
They actually roughly can be divided into 5 home of fellowships.
他们大概就可以分成在五个家庭里面，他们有聚会。
So you see, when they were scattered, so when they meet this way,
当他们这样的聚会的时候
，and then you remember how they grow in the Lord.
你就知道他们在主里怎么样的成长。
Now we have to remember.
我们必须记得
，Rome was the capital of the empire of Roman Empire at that time.
罗马就是罗马帝国的首都。
Probably it was the greatest city at that time.
在那个时候可以说是世界上最大的城市。
At that time, actually, Rome was already a metropolitan city.
在那个时候，罗马已经是一个大都会。
The population was between 1 million and 1.5 million.
人口大概在100到150万中间。
So now you can imagine.
现在我们就可以想象
This is a great metropolitan city.
这就是很大的一个都会
It is just like New York.
就像纽约一样
Now New York is considered to be the capital of the world.
纽约可以说是世界的大城市
And then, if you look at what happened today in New York.
所以你们看今天说纽约的
And we know that the saints are scattered everywhere.
我们就知道圣徒是分散在很多地方
So now, brothers and sisters.
所以弟兄姐妹
If you visit Jerusalem.
如果你去耶路撒冷
That was a city.
那是一个城市
But it was a small city.
但是一个小城市
And now, in the old time, if you run from one end to another end of the city, probably only take you half an hour.
在古时候，如果你从城市的一边走到另一边，大概半个钟头就
I'm talking about Jerusalem.
我是说到耶路撒冷
But when you talk about Rome.
当你说到罗马的话
That's a different story
就是完全不同的故事
Now some of you have been in Ephesus
有些人已经
recently,
去过这个
And some of you have been in Philippi
有些人也去过菲律宾
Now you all even Corinth
还有哥林多
Now you know that roughly the size of the city at that time
你大概知道那个时候城市的范围
And then we read the church in Corinth
我们看到哥林
多的我们读到
读到哥林多的教会
And then we read the church in Philippi
我们读到腓立比的教会
And the church in Jerusalem
然后耶路撒冷的教会
But no matter what
但不管怎么样
You know the size of the city was not as big as Rome
那些城市的大小都比不上罗马
So for that reason
为这个原因
Now the church in Corinth is singular
所以在哥林多教会是单独的
是单数 So the church in Jerusalem in Greek also singular
在耶路撒冷也是单数的
So it's very clear according to the Bible
所以在圣经里很清楚
One locality, one church
一个地方有一个教会
Or one church in one locality
所以在一个地理位置上一个
Now that's history
这是历史
If you read your Bible carefully
如果你仔细念圣经
Now you know that it's very clear how people gather together
非常的清楚我们看见圣徒们怎么样聚会
For example, church in Corinth
就好像在哥林多的教会
Now if you read the names which belong to Corinth
如果我们看哥林多看它的名字的话
Most likely you will find 11 names which are all male names.
我们看见大概有十一个都是男性的名字。
And then judging from that,
从那个看来
you almost can see the size of the church when Paul wrote the letter to Corinth.
当保罗写给哥林多教会书信的时候，我们可以看见那个教会的大概大小。
So some people believe at least there are 50 people.
所以有些人相信大概有至少有50个人。
So probably between 50 to 200.
大概在50到200之间。
So that was about the size of the church in Corinth when Paul wrote a letter to Corinth.
所以当保罗写哥林多教会的时候，那个时候大概就是哥林多教会的这个。
Because the population in Corinth actually was not that big.
因为哥林多的人口并不是那么多。
But remember, brothers, Rome is a is a complete different story.
弟兄姐妹记得，罗马是完全不同的故事。
In the time of Paul, it was already a great metropolitan city.
在保罗那个时候，罗马已经是一个大都会。
So it's almost as big as like Queens or even any one of the big cities in the United States.
就好像今天是在我们纽约的这个皇后区那么大一样。
Or any other cities in New York, in United States,
就好像,
big city,
美国其他的大城市,
now over a million of population,
都超过一百万人。
So how you are going to meet in such a metropolitan city?
在这个大都会里面，你怎么聚会呢？
So very interesting, brothers.
非常有趣的。
And after 28 years,
28年以后,
now when Paul tried to address to them.
当保罗要称呼他们的时候
Now he could not just address to some deacons or some elders there, no.
所以他不能够说长老也不能说执事
Now when you read another letters
当我们读别的书信的时候
And sometimes Paul addressed to the church in Corinth
有的时候保罗给哥林多的教会写信
And then sometimes Paul addressed to three classes of peoples
保罗就会说到有三种不同
He talked about the bishop, he talked about elders, he talked about deacons, he talked about the saints
所以他谈到长老执事也谈到圣徒
But remember
但是记得
When Paul wrote the letter to Rome
当保罗给罗马写信的时候
Now he was only addressed to all the beloved of God in Rome
他就在对罗马说所有爱主的信徒
So now when you come to chapter 16
当我们来到十六章的时候
Then we began to realize
让我们就知道了
And actually they did not meet together all the time
他们不是在一起聚会的
But no doubt
但是不可否认
The church is in the house of Priscilla and Aquila
那没有问题是在百基拉跟亚加拉他们家里
那教会教 会 So no doubt the Bible talk about the church
没有问题教会圣经是说到教会
Now, in Rome you do have a church
所以在罗马是有教会
But then Bible said the church is in the house of Priscilla and Aquila
但圣经说教会是在百基拉跟亚加拉的家里
But at the same time
同样同
时 And this saying they were scattered to different areas
圣徒是分区在不同的地方
And they gather together
当他们聚集一起
But sometimes they gather together as a church in the house of Priscilla and Aquila
所以有的时候他们聚集在一起是在亚基拉跟百基拉的
So most likely Priscilla and Aquila were very wealthy
所以很可能百基拉跟亚基拉他们是很富裕
Now tent making at that time actually really a wonderful business
在那个时候支帐篷是一个很好的一个生意
That's the reason why Paul became citizen
也为什么保罗成为了公民
Because most likely his father and his grandfather
有很可能他的父亲他的祖父
Because they were in the business of tent making
他们也都是在支帐篷为业
They had a great contribution to the city of Tarsus
所以他们对大数有很大的贡献
And for that reason they have given the citizenship
所以他们就给了公民的这个身份。
So now you can see that this business really a quite influential in the society.
所以我们看见这个行业在社会上是有很大的影响力。
And now you can imagine.
现在我们可以想象。
Probably in Priscilla or Aquila, they heard the gospel in Jerusalem.
所以百基拉、亚基拉他们可能在耶路撒冷听到了福音。
And then they moved back to Rome.
他们就回到了罗马。
Then the church began.
然后教会就开始了
And because they have a big and huge place
because, 因为他们有一个很大的地方
Just like Mary, the mother of Mark, remember?
就好像马可的母亲一样
Now the church most of the time met in her house
所以大部分的教会都是在他们的家里聚会
And the same thing, Colossae, for example
同样是在哥罗西
For example, then Philemon was a wealthy person
因为腓利门是一个很有钱的人
And he has many slaves
他有很多的奴仆
So he opened his house
所以把他的家打开
And that's how the saints there met together
这就是那里的圣徒他们怎么样的聚集
So brothers and sisters, if you study Romans chapter 16
所以弟兄姐妹如果你看罗马书第十六章
Now you know the church in Rome just one, no doubt
所以我们知道罗马的确是只有一个教会
The Bible talk about the church in the house of Priscilla and Aquila
因为这里说到百基拉亚基拉家里的教会
But that doesn't mean that they always meet together in one place
这并不表示说他们只是在这一个地方聚会
Because this city was a great metropolitan city
因为罗马是一个大都会
So that's why they were scattered in different places
所以他们是在很多不同的地方
Now for those who are near to each other they really meet together
当他们比较临近在一起的时候他们在
So that's home fellowship.
这就是家庭的聚会。
Now recently we are practicing home fellowship in New York City.
最近我们在纽约市也有这样的家庭的聚会。
And we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
And some brothers and sisters, they are really willing to open their house, just like Priscilla and Aquila.
就像百居拉、亚基拉，有很多弟兄姐妹愿意把自己的家打开。
But I think this is only the beginning.
这只是一个开始。
Now you can see that in Queens, definitely we need more than one or two or three places to be together.
就好像在皇后区一样，我们有不只要一个、两个，还有三个地方。
And also in some other area.
在别的地区也是。
So we are waiting for more brothers and sisters being touched by the Lord.
我们等待弟兄姐妹被圣灵所感动。
I just like Priscilla.
就好像百居拉。
So brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹。
Now why always Priscilla? Why Bible always mention Priscilla first?
为什么圣经里说百居拉先呢？
Now you see, normally always Aquila, Priscilla, or always husband first, then wife.
通常都是先说先生，再说姊妹。
But we already mentioned.
但是我们已经说过。
Now you know it's much easy for Aquila say, "Let us open the house for the fellowship."
百居拉。
It's easy for Aquila to say that.
这对亚基拉说是很容易的。
But remember, it is the wife who will take care of all the details.
但是我们要知道是太太要做很多的细节。
So for that reason, Holy Spirit remember Priscilla.
所以因为这个缘故，所以圣灵就纪念了。
Now I think this is very, very important.
这是非常重要的。
Whether a house will be open for a certain the purpose of fellowship.
这个家庭是不是能够打开
做聚会？ Now, in practical way, you know there are many things involved.
因为在实际上是有很多事情要有关的。
And now, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹，
unless the housewife, they were touched by the Holy Spirit.
除非这个家庭主妇是受到圣灵的感动。
Now then you will find this will become possible.
然后这才成为可能。
So let us remember.
让我们记得。
The history of the church in Rome.
在罗马这个教会的这个历史。
Now has something to do with Priscilla.
这是跟百基拉有关。
The willingness of a housewife.
这是一个家庭主妇，她是有这个心愿。
And because of that willingness.
因为这样的心愿。
And then you see how Holy Spirit can do something in that great metropolitan city.
所以圣灵可以在这个大都会里做事。
But that was only the beginning.
这只是一个开始。
Now after 28 years.
28年以后
Paul never visited that place.
保罗从来没有去过那个地方。
But then you remember a few years ago.
然后我们记得几年以前。
That means around 52 AD.
大概是主前五十二年左右。
主后。
主后。AD. 主后。
So it's roughly the time when Paul wrote First and Second Thessalonians.
大概就是保罗写帖撒罗尼迦前书跟后书的时候。
Now you remember there was a riot in that city.
我们知道在那个时候城市有一个暴动。
So then according to the decree of Claudio the emperor.
根据格老丢他所下的这个
命令。Now all the Jews has to be driven out of Rome.
所有的犹太人必须被赶出这个罗马。
And of course Priscilla and Aquila were among them.
当然百居拉亚居拉也是其中。
So then they moved from, do you remember, they moved from Rome to Corinth.
所以你们记得他们就从罗马到了哥林多。
And that's how Rome, how, that, that's how Paul met them.
这就是为什么保罗去跟他们相
遇。And Paul was a tent maker.
保罗是织帐篷。
Priscilla and Aquila, they also tent makers.
百居拉、亚基拉他们也织帐篷。
So that's how they met in Corinth.
所以这就是为什么他们在哥林多相遇。
So most likely through the report of Priscilla and Aquila.
就很可能经过百居拉、亚基拉他们的报告。
And Paul knew a little bit about what happened to the condition, a spiritual condition in the church of Rome.
所以保罗就知道罗马教会他们属灵的光景。
So now, brothers and sisters, that's why even he had never visited that city.
所以即使保罗没有从来没有去过罗马。
So he was able to write this letters to Rome.
所以他能够写罗马书去给罗马。
But now you can imagine.
所以我们可以想象。
Now.At that time,
在那个时候,
somehow the church in Rome
在罗马的教会,
was still going through a period of transition.
所以他们还是在经过一个过渡的时期。
So somehow they the world did not distinguish, they did not make a distinction between the Judaism and Christianity.
所以在那个时候，他们还是没有脱离犹太教。跟这个基督教
The world cannot distinguish.
他们
这个世界没办法分别，
还不能分别。
Now this world could not know, they could not know the distinction between these two.
所以这个世界里对这两个还是不能够分辨。
So they always think that Priscilla, Aquila, even they become Christians, they still part of society of the Jews.
虽然说他们还是认为百基拉跟亚基拉，他们还是属于犹太教。
So for that reason,
为了这个原因
so when the Jews were driven, and then you discover Priscilla Aquila, they share the same fate.
所以当百基拉亚基拉被离开罗马以后，他们就跟大家分享。
他同样一个命运。
同样一个命运。
Because they thought that Aquila Priscilla are just the Jews among the Jews.
他们就认为百基拉亚基拉就是跟犹太人一样。
So for that reason,
为这个原因
they share the same fate.
他们就一样有同样的信仰。
命运，同样一个命运。
命运。
You see, so I think for that reason,
为这个原因
and we can see that.
我们就可以看见。
Now during that period, even around 52 AD.
其实在那个主后五十二年左右
And you can remember, you can imagine that how the church in Rome was going through a transition period.
所以那个时候我们就可以看见罗马的教会是怎么样经过一个过渡的时期。
So then Paul greet the saints in Rome.
所以保罗向罗马的圣徒问。
And then here you find five congregations.
我们就看见这里有五个聚集。
They meet in the different places.
他们在不同的地方聚会。
Actually, we can say they have five home fellowship.
我们可以说，事实上是有五个家庭的聚会。
So now let us read the first one.
我们看第一个。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Greet Priscilla and Aquila.
问百基拉和亚基拉。
Verse 5.Also greet the church that is in their house.
又问在他们家中的教会。
So no doubt, this is one of the home fellowship.
所以这个没有问题，这是家庭的聚会。
Now even there were five home fellowship.
虽然有五个家庭的聚会。
But the Bible said the church that is in the house of Priscilla and Aquila.
但是圣经却说是在百基拉和亚基拉家中的教会。
Then let us verse 10.
第十节。
The last phrase.Greet those who are of the household of Aristobulus.
问亚利多布家里的人安。
So now you see that this is another home fellowship.
所以我们就看见这是另外一个家庭。
They were together.
他们又在一起。
And verse 11,
第十一节。
The second verse, second part. Greet those of the household of Narcissus who are in the Lord.
问拿其树家在主里的人安。
Now that's the third home fellowship.
这是第三个家庭。
And then verse 14.
第十四节。
Greet Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and the brethren with them.
又问亚逊其徒弗勒甘黑米巴罗巴黑马。并与他们在一处的弟兄。
You see the brethren with them.
所以你看见与他们。
So somehow they meet together.
所以他们在。
As a home fellowship.
就是一个家庭的聚会。
And then verse 15.
然后第十五节。
Greet Philologus and Julia, Nereus and his sister, and Olympus and all the saints who are with them.
又问菲罗罗谷和尤利亚亚利亚和他姐妹同阿林巴并与他们在一处的众圣徒。
Now if you read all these names,
所以我们一看这些名字的话，
you know that those names are Roman names or Greek names.
他们不是罗马的名字就是希腊人的名字。
So these brethren, they were Gentiles.
所以他们都是外邦人。
But only Aquila was a Jew, we know.
只有亚基拉是犹太人。
Actually, in this list of greetings, Paul only mentioned five Jews. That's all.
所以在这里面，我们只看见保罗只有像五个犹太人。
So majority of the saints there, they were Gentiles.
所以大部分的都是外邦人。
And then Aquila definitely was one of them.
当然， 百基拉是其中之一。
No, 亚居拉，亚居拉，
亚居拉是其中之一。
Now Priscilla actually is a Roman name.
其实百基拉是罗马的名字。
So most likely Priscilla came from a Roman origin.
所以百基拉其实是从罗马出来的。
So because of that, then you can see that the church in Rome actually you will find more Gentile than the Jews.
因为这样，所以我们可以看见，在罗马的教会，大部分都是外邦人多过了犹太人。
But of course, don't forget.
但是不要忘记。
When Paul wrote this letter to the saints in Rome.
当保罗给罗马圣徒写信。
You know, Priscilla and Aquila already went back to Rome.
那个时候百基拉跟亚基拉已经回到了。
So now you can see because of the ministry of Paul.
我们看见保罗的事工。
Somehow, 他的执事。Somehow, you remember Priscilla and Aquila were held by that wonderful ministry.
所以我们看见百基拉和亚基拉受到了这个执事的帮助。
So now you can see that if you try to study these five groups.
所以我们想要研究这五个家庭的。
And then you discover actually now you have more Gentile than the Jews.
所以我们就看见有很多的外邦人比犹太人还多。
So now you can see that church somehow came out from that transition period.
所以我们看见教会就从那个过渡的时期里转出来。
Now in the beginning, yes.
在开始是这样。
Because somehow it began with the house of Aquila and Priscilla.
所以一开始的是从亚基拉、亚基拉的家里。
So no doubt.
所以没有问题。
In the beginning.
所以在开始。
Because they went through certain transition period.
所以他们要经过这个过渡的时期。
So people thought that while these people are just the Jews.
所以人们就以为他们只是犹太人。
So when the Jews was driven out, then Aquila, Priscilla, they share the same fate.
所以当犹太人被赶出了罗马的时候。百基拉和亚基拉他们也是同样的命运。
So remember, but after Aquila and Priscilla contact Paul,
当百基拉和亚基拉跟保罗联络的时候，
now, they have learned so much from Paul.
他们就从保罗那里学到了。
So now you can see that somehow the church in Rome really went through some kind of drastic change.
所以我们就看见罗马的教会有一个很大的一个转变。
And then you see that they really have a several fellowship together.
我们就看见他们有彼此有真正的交流。
Now they meet in a different places.
虽然说他们在不同的地方聚会。
Now this time we went to a trip in the step of Paul.
这次我们去了保罗脚中之旅。
Now we also visit Rome.
我们也去了罗马。
Now our purpose is try to find out the footsteps of Paul in Rome.
所以我们只是想在罗马追寻保罗的脚踪。
So we want to know anything connected with the word of God.
所以我们要知道跟主的话语有关的。
And you know, according to Revelation,
我们根据启示录，
Rome was considered as a city of seven hills.
罗马可以说是一个七山之城。
And then this time when we visit Rome,
所以我们这次去拜访，
we began to understand a little bit of geography.
所以我们对地理上有一点认识。
Then gradually we have some kind of feeling.
然后我们就会有一点点的这个感觉。
If you want to know New York well, you have to visit New York.
如果你想要知道纽约的话，你必须到纽约。
Then you know that actually this is a city of five boroughs.
我们就知道纽约是五个区构成的。
And then you have a Manhattan, you have a Queens, you have Bronx, you have this and that. You have five boroughs together.
所以我们知道有曼哈顿，有Queens， 有五个区构成。
And then you know that actually Manhattan is an island.
然后我们知道曼哈顿其实是一个岛。
And so if you really visit this city, then you have some feeling, some idea about this city.
所以当你来拜访这个城市的时候，你就对这个城市有一点认识。
So suppose now we told you that some sisters meet in Queens.
我们如果说跟你说有姐妹在皇后区。
So then you have some idea.
你就有一点概念。
Or some people who meet in Manhattan.
有些人在曼哈顿聚集。
Then you know some idea.
然后你就会有一点概念。
Or Brooklyn, or Bronx, or many other places.
在布林克林区，在布朗斯区。
So this is how you had a feeling of a great metropolitan city.
这就是你对一个大都会的城市有一点。
So this time when we visit Rome,
当这一次我们去拜访罗马，
we encourage brothers and sisters.
我们鼓励弟兄姐妹。
Remember, this is not Roman holidays.
这并不是一个罗马假期。
Now we want to understand everything about Rome, from the Bible point of view.
我们必须从圣经的角度来认识罗马。
Because Bible told this city as a city of seven hills.
因为圣经告诉我们罗马是七山之城。
So at least we should know that where are those seven hills.
至少我们想要知道 在哪里是这个清
单？ Because one day Antichrist will come out from that city.
因为我们知道有一天这个敌基督要从这个城市里出来。
So since we already there, we better know a little bit about geography.
所以我们已经在那里，所以我们必须对地理有一点认识。
So let me try to help you to figure out roughly how what the ancient Rome looked like.
所以让我来帮助你们大概一下认识在古的时候罗马是
什么样的。 So we are talking about Rome. We are talking about the Rome of Paul.
我们是要说到保罗时候的罗马。
In the time of Paul.
在保罗的时候。
So at that time, most likely, the city was in the shape of a pear.
所以在那个时候，那个城市大概像一个梨的一个形状。
And then, if you imagine the pear here.
所以你想象这个梨子。
And then you'll find the left-hand side, left-hand borderline, you have a river called Tiber River.
所以在西边的时候有一个提比河。
Now, so that's the ancient Rome.
这就是古罗马。
So if you try to figure the central part of this pear.
所以你想象那个梨子的中间。
And that's one of the seven hills.
那就是其中的一个山。
Now in Latin it's called Palatino.
在拉丁文说它叫做 Palatino.
Now Palatino was the first hill among the seven hills.
Palatino 是在七个山里面的。
In the history of Rome.
在罗马的历史。
So according to archaeology, Palatino definitely the earliest.
在考古学上说这个山是最早的。
Now this later, you know, there were many palaces and huge houses in that hill.
所以我们知道在那个山上就盖了很多的宫殿。
Now in the history of Roman Empire,
在罗马这个帝国的历史。
You remember that those that palace of great emperors, they lived there in Palatine Hotel or Palatine, not hotel, Palatine, it's Palatino, that hill.
所以在 Palatino 这个山坡上就是罗马的皇帝他们住的地方。
Now today we have an English word palace.
今天我们在英文里有一个字叫做Palace.
Now this word palace, 宫殿 actually was derived from that hill.
所以这个字宫殿就是从那个山所得名的。
This called Palatino is the most important hill in the history of Roman Empire.
所以在罗马帝国历史里，这个山 Palatino 是最重要的。
Remember, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹记得。
Now when you read Philippians, for example.
如果我们读腓立比书的话
The household of Caesar greet you
里面说到凯撒的家向你们
凯撒一家的人问你们安 What does that mean?
这什么意思
That means a greeting from the hill of Palatino
那意思就是说从 Palatino 这个山上他们来向
So some of us we did visit that area
我们的确去这个地方了
You still can see the ruins of those great and famous palaces
所以我们还可以看见有名的宫殿他们的遗迹
So remember this supposed to be This is a very important part This is the first hill in the history of Rome
所以这是在罗马历史上的第一个山
But now suppose you're standing on that hill
如果我们站在这个山坡上
You are looking north
如果你向北边看
And then you will find that there's a valley just down there
在下面就看见像一个谷一样
from the east to west
从东到西
and now some very interesting
非常有趣的
today you will find that in the valley there is a very famous historical building called Colosseum
非常有名的就是在那里现在有一个一个竞技场
罗马竞技场 and this Colosseum it should be a landmark of Rome city of Rome
这个竞技场可以说是罗马这个城市的一个地标。
No, actually, that this building is not in the hill. They actually in the valley.
事实上，这个竞技场不是在山顶上，是在山谷里。
But then, from there, if you travel west,
如果你从那里向西走的话
，then you will find another hill.
然后你看见另外一个山。
Now that hill is called the hill Capitolino.
那个山叫做。Capitolino.
Now Capitolino translates into English the Capitol Hill.
如果翻成英文的话，就是一个 Capitol Hill.
Now this the word cap.
这个字叫 cap.
Means head.
这个字意思就是。
Now that word actually derived from that hill called Capitolino.
这个字就是从这个山 Capitolino 得来的。
Now why that hill is so important?
为什么这个山这么重要呢
？Because when Roman general they had a triumph return.
当罗马这个将军他们战胜归来的时候
So they have to have a procession Victoria procession going through the city
他们就会从这个城市里面有一个游行
So remember
So 记得
Now where was the heart of the city
那个城市的心脏地带在什么地方？
The heart of the city is from Colosseum to all the way to Capitol Hill.
所以城市的心脏就从那个竞技场一直到那个山。
And today you still can see some ruins of a triumphant arch.
所以今天我们可以看见很多凯旋门的遗迹。
And for example, the arch of Titus.
就好像我们可以看见提多的凯旋门。
You can imagine.
你可以想象。
When Titus conquered Jerusalem.
当提多攻克了这个耶路撒冷。
Remember how he captured the lampstand.
他们怎么样把这个金灯台挪走了
So he really took it, and then now, when he goes through these processions,
当他带这个回到这个游行的时候
and then you will find the general definitely will march, will be in the front of the procession.
所以我们就知道那个罗马的将军他们就在游行的最前面
and then you will find great map.
然后我们就看到很大一个地图。
For example, now they have just conquered Israel, so you have a map of Israel.
因为他们刚刚攻下了耶路撒冷，他们就有耶路撒冷的地图。
And then some people will carry, for example, the lampstand or many other things.
有些人他们就会拿着这些灯金台。
So the generals and the soldiers, they definitely walk in the very front.
所以这个将军跟这个战士，他们走在最前面。
And then all the slaves or prisoners will be left behind.
所有的奴隶跟这个被掳呢，就在最后面。
That's why Paul said, "We apostles was always be put it as the behind."
所以保罗就说，我们使徒都是放在最后面，
明明列在最后。So you see, that's the background here.
这就是那个故事的背景。
And then in between you have women.
所以在中间就有妇女
who scattered the fragrance
他们就在那里撒香气
so when the soldiers when they smell that fragrance
当那些战士们他们闻到那个香味的时
候 they know that now the day of rewards is near
他们就知道他们的奖赏就要到
that's the most happy day for them
对他们也是最快乐的时候
but then when those prisoners smell that fragrance
但是那些被掳的，当他们闻到那个香气的时候
，Now they know that their days on earth are numbered.
他们知道他们在地上的时日不多了。
Either they will be killed or they will become the slaves.
他们不是被杀，他们就是成为奴隶。
So remember,
所以记得
when those prisoners of Israel going through that procession with Titus.
当我们记得那以色列的他们的被掳呢，跟提多一起在游行的。
So when they smelled that fragrance,
他们就闻到那个香气的时候。
Now their fate was already determined. 他们的命运已经决定。
他们的命运就已经决定了。
So finally,
最后
it is through them Colosseum was built.
因为经过他们的手，所以竞技场就被建起来。
So remember, Colosseum actually was built by these slaves, prisoners.
所以我们知道竞技场是这些奴隶所建造的。
So now you understand.
所以我们记得。
Now there is a marketplace called Roman Forum.
有个地方叫做罗马市集。
Now that's what I was talking about. That's most busy street.
这就是我说那个最繁忙的那个街道。
So that actually is the hub of the whole Roman Empire.
所以整个罗马帝国的一个心脏地带。
So for that reason, you know, if you want to have a triumphal procession.
所以你要有一个胜利的一个游行。
Now this is all done from there.
都是在那里。
So there's a street called Sacred Street.
所以有一个说一个很圣的的。
Now Sacred Street, Sacred Street actually is from Colosseum all the way to Capitol Hill.
所以这条路就是从竞技场一直到这个。
So you can imagine how they have a procession all the way to the top of that hill.
所以我们就看见他们游行怎么样是到那个最高的。
Now there was a temple of Jupiter.In that hill.
在那个山顶上有一个 Jupiter 的这个庙。
So they offer all the fruits of victory to their God.
他们就把这个战利品来献给他们的。
So for that reason,
为这个原因。
Now you can imagine why Capitol Hill was so important.
所以我们知道这个 Capitol 这个山是这么重要。
You see, all the glory will be offered in that mount, in that hill.
所以所有的荣耀在那个山顶上就奉献了。
So that's why you have a Capitol Hill in what? In Rome.
所以我们知道在罗马有这个 Capitol
Hill. Now you understand Washington's Capitol Hill was derived from that hill.
所以我们知道今天的这个华盛顿那个 Capitol 这个名字就是从那里来的。
So that heartland, that hub of the Roman Empire actually is just along that street from Colosseum to Capitol Hill.
所以罗马帝国他们的心脏就是从那个竞技场一直到那个 Capitol
Now later they developed that city market the market square
然后他们又开发了这个市场。
So all the way to the foot of another two hills.
一直发展到另外一个山的山脚下。
So you remember.
所以你们记得。
Now, between among these four hills.
在这个四个山里面
yeah, Palatino Hill,
有 Palatino
Capitolino Hill,
Capitolino,
and another two hills.
另外两个山
And then you will find in between, among these four hills,
在这个四个山里面
you have the hub of the city of Rome, or Empire of Rome.
我们就看见了罗马帝国的一个心脏地方
So remember, brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹记得
these are roughly the geography of this city of seven hills.
所以我们就是大概是这个七山之城这个地理状况
Now, brothers,
弟兄
when Paul, he said, I will appeal to Caesar.
当保罗说我要上告该撒
No doubt about that.
我们绝对没有
Paul has visited Roman Forum.
保罗一定去过罗马。
He has visited that market square.
他一定去了那个市场。
Because he said, "I want appeal to Caesar."
因为他说我要上告该撒。
So there was a basilica, 大会堂 the basilica, Basilica Julia.
所以在那里有一个Julia 他的那个大会堂。
Because Julia was their first emperor.
因为 Julia 是第一个
And that basilica was designed for such a purpose.
这个大会堂的建造的目的就是为这个。
So you can imagine.
所以我们可以想象。
Finally,
最后
Paul really appealed to Caesar in that building.
所以保罗就在那个地方向这个该撒。
So today we still can see some ruin, still can see some ruin of that building.
所以我们今天还可以看见这个大会堂的遗址。
Now that's one part of that's political part of of that's political part of of Rome.
那就是罗马的政治的这个部分
But something interesting
但是有更有趣
There's another hill actually is